Oh my God, this article. Gays literally yell every single time you play these songs.
Is Notice Me Horton on that list?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Are you serious?
No.
Did you see how excited I got?
Yeah.
Welcome to One More Thing with Jay and Robert. I'm Jay.
And I'm Robert.
One More Thing is a podcast celebrating LGBTQ plus pop culture, recorded live in my living room.
Happy Monday, everybody. Well, actually, I guess you could be listening to this at any day of the week.
And we're recording this on a Monday, so.
No, we're not.
Shh.
It's live.
Some quick personal news is that our favorite TV show, The Real O'Neills, has been canceled.
The devil has risen from hell.
Found hell is his empty way. And all the devils are here.
Yeah. Found his way to ABC, took over the head of ABC's body, and canceled like 11 shows.
But mostly
The Real O'Neills. Which is a true travesty.
We talked about it in our second episode.
We did, and I'm sure none of you watched it.
Yeah, and you know what? I have a fucking bone to pick, which is that we talked so much about this damn show, and we were like, go watch The Real O'Neills. It's so good. And so many of you were like, oh my God, I watched One Day at a Time because of your episode, and I really, really liked it. And I was like, yay. But clearly, none of y'all went to abc.com and watched The Real O'Neills or went to fucking Hulu.
I'm so devastated. This could have been... I'm going to take a strong stance.
Oh.
This could have been that generation's Will and Grace.
Yeah, could have. And it's, you know what, ABC, because you canceled our gay show, you better... I know the executives of ABC listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
And to you, I say... You guys better pick up a new gay show since you're not going to give us The Real O'Neills anymore.
They have a quota to fill. And it needs to be good because The Real O'Neills was good.
Yeah. And they have a Martha Plimpton quota to fill.
They
but Martha
really
Plimpton
do.
Another show.
This is so important and devastating that we got together to record just this, to insert it into the episode that you're listening to right now. This is not planned.
Yeah, it's literally completely done, all set, recorded. And I'm just going to drop this in because we're so upset. So, ABC, you gave me an hour of extra work to surgery this into this episode. And I'm fucking pissed.
I gave you 2 days out of my week. I gave you Tuesdays for The Real O'Neill and Thursdays for Shonda. And now all I have are Thursdays.
Yeah. There's not even anything left on ABC that I want to watch.
Yeah.
Like,
and
now The Real O'Neills is gone,
and
ABC
Scandal's
schedule.
Scandal only has one more season left after this. What do I push
Oh, in? I'll still watch American Housewife. Oh, and Speechless.
Oh, Speechless is on ABC? I just watch it on Hulu.
And Blackish. But you know what? Still. Bring back The Real O'Neills. Hold on. There is a show on ABC that seems to have been from a while ago. It's from last year, called All My Gay Friends Are Getting Married.
What?
Which is appropriate for this episode.
What? How many episodes are there? Is it reality? Is it a comedy?
Stop.
What's happening?
It's reality, and it's 5 episodes. First one is fighting for marriage equality. Second one is about 2 white gays who want to come in on a unicorn. Third one is all those gay couples who got married at the Grammys.
Oh,
Queen Latifah officiated. It says, they were married by a queen, dot, 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 Queen Latifah. Fourth one is called A Cape to Remember, and it says, this couple isn't choosing between God and being gay. Also, these episodes are like...
But what about the cape?
8 minutes long. Also, all these couples are white. It goes without saying.
Oh, yeah. But why...
And then this the last one you'll like. It says, 2 nice Jewish boys chat about their DIY wedding. And the 2 nice Jewish boys are identical.
I can't believe this hasn't aired yet, and I am...
You're both
of them. I want a DIY wedding. No, I don't. I don't want to do anything myself.
Yeah.
When I get married. I want everyone to do it for me.
And speaking of getting married, so I've actually been married for a few years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who have you been married to?
Great question, Robert.
Is it like in Glee when Sue Sylvester married herself?
No, I'm married to a lovely woman whose name is Jessica Chastain.
Uh-huh. Who's that?
She's my wife. She is an actress. She has several Academy Award nominations.
Oh, nice.
You might know her from The Help.
I forgot that. You know where she lives.
I do know where she lives. Not for a weird reason, because I read an article about her apartment and it had the address in it, so.
Which is, I'm going to say weird. Not of you, well, but not, of the
no, it's
article.
Not. It wasn't like they were like, and she lives at. It was just like, it's a famous apartment that like several very famous rich people have owned. It was Leonard Bernstein's apartment for a while, like blah, 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 blah. And it was like, it's this apartment on this street that overlooks this building, which I'm not saying because if you haven't read the article, you better stay away. Every time I walk by her building, I'm like, Jessica Chastain lives here. And whoever I'm with is like, I know you say that every time.
Well, great. So you're married. I am devastatingly single.
And in reality, this is going to blow everyone's mind, I'm not actually married to Jessica Chastain.
What?
Now that that shocking revelation is out of the way.
Dating in New York sucks.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you go, Robert, you're wrong, turn it off and unsubscribe to us right now. I don't need your bullshit.
Oh.
Because it's awful.
No, well, tell your friends, though. If you're not subscribed, still tell your friends about the podcast.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not trying to hurt myself, but like, it's so hard.
Well, here's the thing is that I don't think it's that hard for straight people.
Yes. Well, on both, I think it depends because I have one friend who moved up to the city like a couple months before me, who is a straight cisgender woman who is dating all the time. But I also have friends who are in the theater world that are just like, God, there are no straight men in the city. What am I going to do?
Well, but here's the thing is like, obviously I know that I have like 4 straight friends who are in serious relationships, and that's all from, like, college or from apps.
Uh-huh.
And so, obviously, I'm not saying, like, straight people can, like, walk outside and get 100 boyfriends right away, but, like, I am saying that...
They can walk through Times Square and hit more than I can.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that every boyfriend that I've ever had, ever, has been from me being in an enclosed environment.
Yeah.
And then... It just spontaneously happening very quickly.
Me too,
And we go from, like, being in that enclosed environment together to, like, full-on dating.
Yeah. Whereas where I feel like for straight people, like, I can think of a bunch of times where I've, like, been at CVS or, like, been at Key Food or, like, been at a thrift store or something and, like, 2 straight people, like, reach for the same thing at the same time and then it's like, oh my god, and it's like a very romantic comedy thing of like, and then the story you tell is like, oh, I was just out shopping and like, he asked for my number and now we're married. Whereas like,
when you're gay, I'm crossing a crosswalk and I lock eyes with a guy and then it's like, well, there he goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's like, oh, like I'm at like a diner by myself and I like see a girl like across the diner who's also by herself and it's like, oh, she's cute and we're like making eye contact, but I have no way of knowing if she's straight or not. And it's like, if I go over there, obviously we live in New York City, so it's not, my safety is not imminently in danger. Still, if I go over there and she's straight, it's not like, if a straight person, okay, so like if I was a straight woman and you were a gay man,
okay,
and we like ran into each other at CVS and I was like gonna ask you out and then you were like, oh,
it's
I'm
much more
gay.
Acceptable for
yeah
me to
it's
be
not like,
I'm
it's
gay.
Gonna be like,
then you'd be like,
oh god. But like if I ask a straight woman out and she's like, actually I'm straight, then it's like, oh god, like
I crossed a line.
Yeah. Well, and also like if you live in somewhere that is not a super like urban cosmopolitan area, like if you live in like Des Moines, Iowa. Oh.
Okay.
Which, sorry if you live in Des Moines. I only thought of it because my parents lived there for a long time.
Oh, I was literally wondering where that came from.
My mom worked at an art museum there. If you live in, like, Des Moines...
Find a way to bring Penny Hunt into every episode.
Actually, Des Moines is even too urban. Like, if you live in, like, Joliet, Illinois, which, sure. Again, sorry if you live in Joliet. I know people who live in Joliet.
Like, Joliet?
Yeah. Joliet, or somewhere equivalent that's like a small town, and you're a gay person, not only is it hard to be out, but it's like very hard to find people because it's like, if I go up to someone and I try to like hit on them or ask them out and it turns out that they are straight, there's a very real chance that I could be murdered, you know? And that's how, like, I know this podcast got really heavy really fast, but, like, that's how many hate crimes against queer people happen, mm-hmm. is that it's similar but very different from hate crimes against trans women, where it's, like, it's very hard to date because if you misrepresent yourself at all, there's a chance that you could be killed, you know?
Yeah.
Even though it's not, like, we live in New York, and so it's not, like, we're actually going to get killed, like, it still does happen in New York, and yeah. so it's still
And I mean, honestly, there was one time when a guy that I thought was hot at a bar said something to me, and do you know what it was?
What?
Excuse me. And I was devastated. Has anyone ever bought you a drink
or Men something have. Like
that? Oh, really?
A woman has never.
One man did it for me, and you know who that was?
Who?
Andrew Reynolds.
Are you serious?
Yes.
When?
It was at an opening night party, and I was in line at the bar to get some wine, and he cut in front of me. So I just kind of, like, let him do it, and then he realized that he had cut me off. So he turned around and was like, what were you going to get? And I was like, I was just going to get a wine, and he, like, got my wine for me and gave it to me and then, like, left.
Shocking.
I was like, oh, I didn't know we're getting married. But even then, he left. So.
And that's the thing about, like, dating when you're, like, not a straight cis person is that, like, it sort of has to be a very, like, specialized circumstance. Like,
it really has to fall into place for it to really happen.
99.999% of the time, you have to meet someone online,
uh-huh.
or you have to be set up with someone.
Uh-huh.
Or you have to meet someone in a queer space.
Yep.
Everyone I know who
what
is...
What would you call a queer space?
A gay bar,
mm-hmm.
or a lesbian bar.
I'm going to say a gym.
A specifically gay gym. Yeah.
Like a David Barton.
Like queer mixers, queer bookstores.
Let's go to a queer mixer.
We could go to a queer mixer.
Are there queer grocery stores? There should be.
There aren't, I don't think.
I bet, like, Whole Foods.
Gay churches.
Uh-huh.
But, like, really, it does have to happen in, like, a queer space. Everyone I know who is in a same-sex relationship met their partner, let me think, either online or at a queer mixer, or we went to...
You were in an enclosed environment.
Yeah, like, they went to college together.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I guess you can turn around and say that that's the same thing for straight people, but what we're getting at is that it has to be specifically queer instead of just...
Yeah. Like, a straight person can go to any bar and meet someone.
Yeah.
And a queer person can't.
I hate first dates.
Okay.
They really freak me out. And I know that they're supposed to. I know that there's no way around it. But I've had really good first dates. So whenever I have a bad one, it is my worst nightmare.
What's the best first date you've ever had?
Oh, well. Basically, we met in an art exhibit and kind of followed each other around without talking. And then at the end, I introduced myself to him. And we just, like, really hit it off. And he was really cute. We decided to go out on a date. We talked about everything. We talked about theater. We talked about life. We talked about everything, and one of my biggest pet peeves is when I go on a first date with someone, and the only thing they can talk about is theater, and he wasn't that. And I was like, wow, this is really great, we really connected. We closed out the bar, and we were the only two people there. And then on the way home, I was like, oh, like, text me when you get home, because it's really late, so I know you got there. And he was like, okay. And we had made plans for a second, third, and fourth date, which was really promising. Then I didn't hear from him for 2 days. Then I got a text from him saying that, like, oh, his ex texted him, like, the next day, and, like, it really threw him off, and now they're getting back together. And I haven't spoken to him since. But the date was good. Amazing.
What do you think made it such a good date compared to other ones?
I think because we both knew that it was such a serendipitous meeting,
mm-hmm.
we knew that there was something happening, and we were both, like, ready to figure that out. And we knew absolutely nothing about each other, so everything was really interesting. Like, he would be like, I have two siblings. And I'd be like, what? Like, tell me all about it. And he'd be like, my brother is, like, an astronaut. And I'd be like, oh. And, like, the same thing for him. Because we knew nothing about each other. And we were genuinely, like, discovering each other. And it was so good that at the end of the first date, I was like, I'm going to pay.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, are you sure? Because usually I'll just split. And I was like, yeah, no. I, like, don't worry about it. You can get the next one. We were both just really open with each other because we didn't know each other. And it was really nice. And we didn't meet each other over an app. And we weren't introduced to each other. We found each other.
It's interesting to me because the, like, big difference between us is that you're a, like, date first person. You go on first dates. And I have only ever been on, like, one or two first dates.
In what way?
In the way of, like, everyone I've ever, like, hooked up with or dated, either it started because we hooked up or it started we were friends and then we were like, oh, now we're... And there gotcha. Was, like, no, like, clear no moment. Where it was like, now we're on a date. Or it's like, we're hooking up and that's it. Or like, we're hooking up and then we're gonna like, try and go on a date. And like, that is still like, technically a first date, but it's not like, really a first date.
Yeah. So you have never been on like, a good
first date? No, I've been on like, that's the thing is, I don't think I've ever really been on like, a good first date. The only one I can really think of is, no, I can't. I don't think I have ever been on, like, a really good first date.
What's been your worst first date?
That's the thing, is I have, like, a bunch of those.
What's, like, the not, like, the one that makes you, like, shiver when you think about it?
It's the one that you know the story of. Yeah, this is, like, my classic first date story that I, like, tell as, like, a horror story. I'm gonna change some of the details so that I don't, like, get sued for slander. I went on a date with this girl that I had been hooking up with for a little bit. What?
Scandalous.
I know. And we were like, oh, we should go on, like, a real date to see if we actually want to, like, be in a relationship. So we went and saw a movie together, and the movie was not great. After the movie, we, like, went out to... We went out to dinner before the movie.
Okay.
And at dinner, it became, like, very clear that we didn't really have anything to say to each other that we hadn't, like, already said. Because it was just kind of like...
I hate that.
Yeah. Because it was just kind of like, so...
Where you're like, oh, we would work, but, like, we just have to get past this, like, weird...
It was like, now what? How's your semester going? Mm-hmm. Like, fine. How's yours?
Yeah.
Fine. So anyway, so, like, we didn't really have anything to talk about, and it became clear, at least to me, that, like, it was not gonna be a relationship. And so after the movie, I was like, okay, bye. And she was like, oh, you're going home? And I was like, yeah. And the movie theater was right by my apartment, and so I was like, I'm just gonna walk home. See ya. And she was like, oh, I'll walk you home. And I was like, oh, sure, okay. And so she walked me home, and I was like, okay, now I'm going up to my apartment. And she was like, oh, well, I'll just come in. And I was like, no. And then it basically, like, it's a long story, but we... For, like, the next, like, hour, it was just, like, a comedy of errors of me being like, you should leave. Like, I'm doing this. And then her being like, I'll stay. And, like, it just, like, a horrible thing of, like, I understood that there was nothing between us and she did not. And eventually the way it ended was I just had to, like, walk her to the train and be like, goodbye. That's, like, what makes dating hard, I feel like, is when, like, you feel like you're supposed to have something to say to each other because there's, like, a physical... And this is, like, a problem that I know is unique to my lifestyle, but it's, like, there's something physical happening, so you feel like you're supposed to have something to say to each other, but, like, really, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. Because it's just, like...
Purely physical.
Yeah, it's just, like, hey, like...
Let's get
physical. Exactly.
Yeah, I've never super experienced that before. Yeah. But I can totally understand that. I did recently go on a date where a guy was checking out the other guys around us at the bar. Jesus. And I was so mad.
That is horrible.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, like, I only have stories of, like, terrible first dates. Mm. Like, the one I went on with... Oh. Where I was like, oh, we're just, like, going out as friends.
Mm-hmm. And then it was
and, like, then suddenly I was like, oh... Something's happening.
Tweeted us at One More Thing with your worst date story.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Or, like, comment on our Instagram, because I love bad first date stories.
Or email us. Email us, and we'll post them on Instagram.
Yeah. We'll read them and post them.
Yeah.
I think dating is just so horrible. Hard. Well, because, like, for me, I'm, like, a physical first person, and you're, like, an emotional first person.
Oh, very much so. Which... There's a line in my second favorite play, Significant Other, where Gideon Glick's character is, like, the blood is supposed to rush through your body to make you hard, and that happens from your heart beating, so if a guy doesn't make my heart beat, I can't, like, it doesn't doesn't work. And I wholeheartedly agree. I like literally cannot hook up with someone if I don't have some kind of connection to them.
Whereas for me, it's like, let's do this and then I hope we never see each other again. Because that's always been my problem. I mean, my problem for listeners of the podcast who don't know is that I get trapped in these like horrible situations with crazy
straight people.
With like crazy women. My problem is because I see them again after I hook up with them. If I had my way, it would be like,
you bet. Bye. A little too close to home.
Yeah, that's my thing, is I should start hooking up with people who don't live in America so that they're like in town and I hook up with them and I'm like, bye.
I was like, how do you plan on doing that?
Who knows? VR is getting really crazy.
How many dating apps do you have on your phone right now? I have Tinder, Bumble, which does work for gay people.
Okay, no one said it didn't.
No, a lot of times when you tell people that you have Bumble, they're like, but aren't you gay? Because it's meant to be that when a man and a woman match...
So aggressive.
Well, it's meant to be like when a man and a woman match, the woman has to message the guy first to eliminate like creepy messages from men to women. So it's like when you hear that a gay person has it, it's like... What? But it still works.
Yeah. She's the Man, starring Amanda Bynes.
Wow.
Welcome. A perfect movie, Illyria. By the way.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Yes! Welcome,
welcome. And I also have Chappie, which is new, and I love it.
I'm sorry, Chappie like the film? Like, yeah, look, I am Chappie?
Chappie, like, it has a little bow tie, and it's literally Chappie.
Oh, no, it's not like I am Chappie.
Oh, I-E? No, it's
no,
Y.
It's Y. It's
like Chappie.
I am Chappie. That's how Chappie sounded. He was like, I am Chappie.
Okay. The cool thing about Chappie is it has a sliding meter at the top, and if you put it all the way to the right, it says that you're looking for Mr. Right, and it filters out the people that are only looking for that as well. If you leave it in the middle, it says Mr. Who Knows, and it's for people that are open for anything. If you put it all the way to the left, it's for Mr. Right Now, which is my biggest complaint with Tinder, because 90% of the time it's people just wanting to hook up, and I'm like, listen, get off a dating app. And those of you who are listening to this might realize I did not say Grindr, because I've had Grindr for exactly 72 hours. And each one of those 24-hour sections were on completely different days and different years, because I hate it and I can't do it. And it's awful. And it's gross.
I am consciousness. I am alive. I am Jeppy.
I have Tinder. I have Her, which is a lesbian dating app. I have an app called Scissor, which is like Grindr for lesbians. Guess how many times I've opened it?
None.
Yep. Exactly zero. I downloaded it like 3 years ago as a joke. I was with a friend and we found it and we were like, ha ha ha, this app is stupid. And I downloaded it, then I got scared and I never opened it.
Should we open it right now?
No, I don't want to. I'm scared.
Let's open it live on air.
No, I'm scared.
I'm gonna open it.
Okay, I'm gonna open it. I'll just open it. Oh, I have to make an account.
All right.
I don't want to. Oh, it made me it. Oh, it's my Facebook account! No! 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 I don't get out of it! No! Don't use... No! I do not grant permission to Facebook! No! Stop! Oh, God! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, no.
Okay. I got it out of Facebook. Well, I can't open it. I just get the screen.
That's a really pretty screen, though.
Anyway, we're not sponsored by any of these apps, but we would like to be.
You do have Tinder, though, right?
Yeah.
I have Tinder, too. You know what it's time for? Tinder Takeover.
Okay. Cue Tinder Takeover theme music.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to take Jay's Tinder, which you haven't opened since our trailer episode.
I closed it at the end of the trailer, have not opened it since.
And I'm going to swipe, and then we're going to switch, and you're going to do mine. Tinder is now opening on Jay's phone, which is honestly amazing that you didn't have to log in this time.
I know.
Okay, so first,
yeah.
Her name is Natalie.
Okay.
She's 28.
Okay.
She went to the University of Southern California.
Cool.
She is currently 9 miles away.
Okay.
Her bio says X, like the emoji. If you obey all the rules, you miss all the fun. X. The part that I don't like, just moved to LA for a few months.
Oh.
But yeah, I guess it's just for a few months.
Yeah.
And she's still here currently. Want to meet some cool people and go out and discover new places. And then let's see what happens, winky face. Let's just have a drink. This is Natalie.
Oh, she's cute. Oh, yeah.
Really cute.
Yeah.
I'm actually going going to go out on a limb here and super like her, which is when you swipe up.
Don't you have to pay for that?
No. You get one free a day. So unless you've used it today.
I tell you with 100% certainty, I have not.
Which means that they get an alert that you have liked them. Otherwise, it's up to them to swipe back.
Oh my god, the first person? Oh god, I'm exhausted already.
Super like. Her name is Cassandra. She's 25. She's an assistant language teacher, 8 miles away. Her bio says, reader, writer, teacher, student. I am from NYC, but currently live in Japan, working as an assistant language teacher. I don't like this.
Not interested.
She also likes to talk about poetry.
No. Next,
Mel, 21. She doesn't have a picture. So, okay, here's Anne.
Okay.
She's 22, 5 miles away.
Okay.
Which, I can walk. Take it back. Christy, born on 420. So I'm 420 friendly. I'm honestly here to talk to strangers. And so are you, LH semicolon? I don't know what that means. So I'm gonna, she's wearing a Superman bodice. So I'm gonna swipe right. Jamie has a weird face. I don't like it. I'm swiping left. Throwback to our trailer. Catalina and Tucker.
Yes!
Chill kinky couple looking for playmates. Next. Her name is Danielle. She's 24. She's 6 miles away. Only thing that she has on her profile is that her anthem is a song called Patty Cake. I'm assuming it's not the childhood song. Here is Danielle.
Wish you hadn't used that fucking super like.
Okay, we're liking her. Carolyn. You know, this Carolyn girl, she seems really sweet, but I know you're not gonna like her, so I'm just gonna swipe left now.
Why would I like her?
She looks annoying. Oh. Vicky looks gross. You know what? I don't know about Erica. Oh, but you have a lot of mutual friends.
Oh.
Like a lot.
Oh.
Oh, actually, you only have one. Facebook does this weird thing where, like, it'll show you your mutual friends, and then it'll show you the people that you know through that mutual friend.
Got it.
Like, it's like a weird, like, second tier of friends. Neither you nor this person have that friend in common, but it's like a connection.
Got it.
It's like the second degree. This is Erica. Her bio says, film, travel, reading, smiley face, meaningful connection, hands up.
I don't like a smiley face.
If you aren't good going to respond, keep it moving. I'm not feeling it.
Me neither. I don't like a smiley face.
I'm swiping left. This is Joanie, spelled J-O-A-N-Y. So like Joan E.
Okay.
She's 21. She goes to Hamilton College. She's 4 miles away. And this is her.
Quick question. Have only black women been showing up, or have you only been showing me black
women? You know, only black women have shown up. I'm going to swipe right on her and see if the next two are going to be... Oh, I'm swiping right on this girl too. You matched with the girl that I just swiped right on.
Who? Joanie?
No.
Who?
The next girl that came up was really cute. So
you didn't tell me anything about her.
Okay. This is her. Her name is Ashley. She's 4 miles away. She's 23. She has this emoji with like your shoulders shrugged and your arms up. Her bio says, silly and shy artist. Enjoys trespassing for cool architecture. Start a band with me and I'll love you forever.
Oh my God.
Which I think is cute. This is her.
Oh, she is cute. She's got a dog.
I don't know what that is.
I think that's art.
Okay, so what do we say to Ashley?
Oh, God.
I'm going to do a conversation starter. I'm going to be like, hey, with a capital H.
Why capital H? That's not how I sound. But that's not how I sound.
Well, it's not you, is it?
It's not my... Oh, okay.
Hey, what kind of art are you into? She's an artist, right? Yeah.
Ask her who her favorite artist is.
Oh, I already sent it.
Oh.
Should I send a second one that says, who's your favorite artist?
I don't know. I don't do this.
No,
you do
if
this.
She responds, wait until she says what kind of art she likes, and then be like, oh, who's your favorite artist?
I can make a connection if she likes the same kind of art as me.
Yep. My phone's locked. You don't know my password.
I know. I just pressed 3.
I'm so nervous.
Okay, Anthony. He's an English teacher. Looking for serious relationship? Nope. Here's Steven. He seems to have a girlfriend.
Oh?
He's in bed with a woman.
Oh, that's fine.
So gonna say left on him.
Wait, let me see.
But he doesn't have anything in his bio, so he might be a murderer. He does not have any likes. So he's clearly just looking for someone to... cheat on his girlfriend with on the DL. So
yeah,
you I'm say no that. To him. Paul, you've got a mutual friend. Oh, he's not cute. Left.
Who was the mutual friend?
Didn't even look. Jordan, J-H-O-R-D-A-N, so left. Adrian, he's cute. He's very cute. Oh, he's very cute. He's 21.
Okay, young that's a little boy. Young.
He's Puerto Rican.
Okay.
He's 6'1".
Okay.
He's slim. He's an Aries.
Does he say he's slim?
Yeah. And he's a Queens boy. Oh, and then he puts his Snapchat. No.
What did he look like?
Too late. Ruslan.
There are a lot of Ruslans on Tinder.
I don't know. I don't like Ruslan. Left. Eric. Oh, God. He's got that puppy filter.
I love puppy filter.
He's not cute, though.
Oh.
And his bio is weird.
What was the bio?
Real estate broker here. Just living that lifestyle in NYC. Message me. I really don't bite. Maybe. Winky face. I'm an outdoorsy guy. If you like the outdoors, please swipe right! Exclamation point. Ha ha. But besides that, I'm chill AF. So be chill AF. Thanks.
I hate that.
Matthew, 31. Ooh, Matthew says he likes eating out. Hello, Matthew.
Me too, and me too.
Ah!
He has puppies. He's so cute.
This is a cat.
Oh, fuck.
I'm gonna do left. Eric, just a picture of the cast of How I Met Your Mother left.
Oh, I don't like that.
Jacob, 24. He's actually kind of cute.
Oh, yeah.
Midwestern boy, living in New York. East Village, analytics. Probably watching a Pixar movie, eating ice cream, or planning my next trip across the world.
Wow, so we're getting married. I love him. Wait, let me see more of his pictures.
Too late. I already swiped.
Oh.
Peter, he's cute, right?
Ah! What? What? What happened?
It was a penis.
What?
Left. This guy's a dad, so left.
What? No.
Oh, no, father of a dog.
Oh, he has a dog?
Cute pup.
Oh, he's hot. Who is that? Tell me more.
He says ginger fire thing. Father of Myrtle, puppy thing. NYC real estate house thing. All right, I'll swipe right on this.
He's really cute. Yeah.
Stevie, 22. Left.
Another penis?
Yeah. Adam. Not cute. Left. I'm never gonna use this fucking super like. Andrew, 23, happy day cut. Francis, left, Raphael, left, Khalil, left, David, left, Jalen, left, Dr. Matthew, and NYC 49 bartender, use this as well, I think, a drink I love, I love. So, 21. Kevin is very cute and has, Kevin is very cute and has a dog.
Okay. Who is that?
Kevin.
I'm in. Oh, he's cute.
And he liked a rival. Okay, great. Right on, Kevin. You matched!
Oh my god!
Oh my god. Okay. God, I can't. This is so hard.
I'm sweating.
Talk to me about music or your favorite dinosaur or something. My favorite dinosaur is, no wait, even better. When I was 6, I wanted to be a philosopher.
This is not true.
Yeah, but it's a fun story to talk about.
Yeah, but it's a not true story. I don't want to lie to him on our first meeting.
Well, all right, fine. What's your favorite?
I don't have one, but I did ride the dinosaur ride at Disney World.
Don't have a favorite dinosaur, but I did just ride the Jurassic Park.
That's dinosaur.
Dino.
Like dinosaur, the CG movie about like the dinosaurs?
I've never heard of it. Dinosaur movie at Disney World.
What's yours?
Yeah.
Were you about to answer?
Yes. What did we learn from that? Just that I...
Literally nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Let's talk about how to ask someone out.
Okay.
You tell your strategy... And then I'll tell my strategy. Like, okay, so you're at... This...
Yeah, give me a scenario.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, this is great. We'll do act outs. This will be so fun. Okay. We're at Trader Joe's.
Which one?
The one in Columbus Circle.
There isn't one.
Well, then I don't know. The one on 72nd Street.
Okay.
Okay, you're at the Trader Joe's on 72nd Street. You're there to get your groceries for the week.
Okay.
And you see a really hot guy. And you, like, make eye contact, and he, like, smiles, and then he, like, looks away, and then you, like, go to a new aisle, and then he's, like, there too, and you've, like, seen him a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to get frozen peas, and you, like, reach for the peas. Uh-huh. Why? Do you not like peas?
I don't like frozen vegetables.
Okay, then you're getting bread, and you're reaching for a loaf of bread, and he reaches for the loaf of bread, too, and your hands touch, and he pulls his hand away and, like, smiles and laughs flirtatiously. What do you say? I'm the guy.
I say, oh, sorry, and walk away.
No! You have... The rule is you have to ask him out.
Okay.
Because if it was me, I'd, like, fake my own death, but...
I'd be like... Like, sorry, she died. Just walk away. I would probably...
Jay died 20 years ago.
I'd probably be like, oh, sorry.
Okay, so you say nothing. You're saying you say nothing.
I'd probably be like, oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were reaching for the pretzel bread. Or something like that.
Okay, so then he says, so then I say, oh, right, I'm the man. So you say your thing and I'll respond.
This is so weird.
Yeah, we're doing improv training in action.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize that anyone else liked pretzel bread.
I love pretzel bread.
What do you use it for?
I use it to make sandwiches for my kid.
You have a kid?
I do, yeah.
How old are they?
She's 2 years old.
Oh, so how old's your wife?
Oh, I don't have a wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm a single father.
Oh, nice.
And I did have a husband, but we're divorced.
Oh,
so
I
now
see.
I'm a single dad.
How long has that been?
It's been about 2 years.
Oh, wow. So the baby came and...
Yeah, things really went south.
You know what your kid would probably really, really like?
What?
I use pretzel bread for grilled cheese.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It goes really good with soup, and it toasts really well.
What kind of cheese do you use?
I really like Munster and cheddar on it, because it gives it a nice, like, gooey part of it. Uh-huh. But it's a really, like, warm sandwich.
Oh, that sounds great.
If you've never had a grilled cheese, it's warm.
Great. And then I just, put it on the stove, put it in the microwave?
Yeah. I mean, I can show you how to do it.
Okay.
Sometime.
Sure. Yeah. Why don't you give me your number?
Or no, I'd probably say something like, oh yeah, I have like this really good recipe for it that I can send you.
Oh yeah. Please send it to me. Oscar will love that. Give me my...
Oscar?
Oscar's my daughter.
I thought it was a little girl.
Yeah, Oscar's my daughter. Listen, I'm trying to create jokes for the podcast.
I can't believe I'm getting together with Hamish Linklater and the Trader Joe's.
I know, that's the big reveal, is I'm Hamish Linklater. And then I say, you can come see my play.
Oh my god.
Anyway, that's great. My daughter will love that. Yeah, please send me that recipe.
Yeah, here's my number.
Thanks so much. I'll definitely call you.
Great. And then he never texts me again.
No, he does. He calls you, and then you... make the grilled cheese, and you meet the baby, and then you're married.
That sounds like a nice life.
That's a great way to ask someone out.
Yeah.
That's so good. Now you do one for me.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
You're walking to work.
Okay.
Totally cane and brace free.
Okay.
Just like looking good.
Great detail. Okay.
Like feeling
brace
safe.
Free. Wow. I'm feeling crazy.
Yeah. And you walk past SoulCycle. And this
wow,
girl.
Wow. I'm coming
this...
from downtown. Where am I coming from?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A class comes out of the SoulCycle, and this girl comes out, and she's ethnically ambiguous. She has black, like, thick black hair that's back in a ponytail because she was just in the SoulCycle class.
Right.
She's not sweaty, but she's also not sweaty.
Okay.
She's in a gray sports bra with a black fist heart.
Very
what's
detailed.
What's this called? The band at the bottom of the sports bra?
Yeah, band.
With black... capri leggings.
This is a shocking amount of detail.
But just wait.
Okay.
Black capri leggings with a purple plaid button-up tied around her waist. Because it's something she was wearing earlier in the day, but then she decided to work out. And she has a bag. And she comes out of the door, and as you're walking down, she trips over someone's bike that's, like, been chained up to the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
And out pops a copy of the book, The Hours.
Oh, my God.
What do you do? I'm the girl.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, I just fell. And my book has fallen out of my bag.
Okay, so I pick up the book and I say, here you go.
Oh, thanks.
This is actually my favorite book.
Really? I just started it.
Oh my god, have you read Michael Cunningham before?
No.
Okay, well, after you read The Hours, if you like it, you should definitely read Flesh and Blood. It's my favorite. It's like my other favorite book besides The Hours.
What's it about?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I love this. I just gotta talk to myself. I'm glad you asked. It's about three generations of a family, and it tells the story of all of their entire lives.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah,
it's really, I can lend you my copy if you want.
Oh, it's fine. I'll probably just pick it up at the Strand.
And then I fake my death. Oh, yes.
Where did you get your copy? I love the Strand.
Okay, oh, right. Okay. That's actually where I got my copy of it. I just, like, saw it on the shelf and was like, oh, I haven't read this book and this, like, Michael Cunningham book. Because I was actually there looking for another copy of The Hours because my dog ate mine.
Oh, you have a dog?
Not anymore. She died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She died a long time ago. It's okay.
Oh, okay. But it's your favorite book, so you got another copy.
Yeah, so I had to get another copy, and then I saw, like, Flesh and Blood, and I was like, oh, I want to read that, and so I took it down off the shelf, and then it, like, took me, like, 3 years, but then I finally read it, and it was really good. I highly recommend it. That's my favorite reading book. You opened the floodgates when it was books.
I really recommend it.
What was the name again?
Flesh and Blood.
And it's by the same guy.
Yeah, Michael Cunningham.
I didn't even know this was a book. A friend of mine had the DVD in their, like, box of DVDs. And I saw Meryl Streep on the cover, and I had never heard of it before. And she was like, it's a book. And I was at the Strand and just saw it. So I bought it.
So you didn't watch the movie?
No, I've never seen it.
Well, you should watch it. Julianne Moore is really good in it. And so is Nicole Kidman.
Oh, I love Julianne Moore.
She's actually my favorite actress.
Really?
Yeah. What's your favorite Julianne Moore performance?
Probably her and The Kids Are All Right.
Okay. Interesting. I did not like that movie.
Really? I thought it's so good. And I really related to Annette Bening.
Oh, yeah. I just felt weird about the fact that, you know, one of the lesbians gets, like, seduced by a man.
What's your least favorite Julianne Moore movie?
My least favorite Julianne Moore movie would probably be Boogie Nights. My least favorite Julianne Moore performance is her on 30 Rock.
Oh, I didn't like Still Alice.
Yeah, it wasn't her best. I mean, like, obviously I'm glad she won the Oscar, but I felt like the Oscar was more for, like, a cumulative, like, a history of her career and not so much for Still Alice. I don't think it's the movie she should have won the Oscar for.
Oh, sure. Totally not. Well, it was nice running into you.
Yeah, bye. Oh, okay. Fuck, damn it. I forgot what the F
This gotcha. Is just us having a conversation about Julianne Moore.
It literally just turns into a regular conversation. Then I'm like, bye. Oh, damn it.
Lost another one.
Shit. Wait, before you go.
Yeah? Should I drop something else?
No, but I do have something to give you, which is my phone number.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You should... You're not even... This is not even a real situation. I'm already nauseated. Yeah, you should call me. And we should go out on a... Yeah, you should call me. Facing my fears.
That would be nice.
Okay. Sure, yeah.
What about this Friday?
This Friday? That sounds great.
Okay. I have a class at 6, so maybe I can meet you after.
A Soul Cycle class?
No, I'm a teacher.
Oh, you're a teacher? I used to be a... Doesn't matter. Cool, yeah. Well, like, let's meet up. Are you a teacher of, like, children or, like, adults or, like, what?
I teach English as a second language to adults in business.
That's so great. Yeah, I'll meet you after that. We should...
I don't know where that came from.
That's so great. Yeah, let's meet after that.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, bye.
And then she texts me later, and I say, who is this? And she says, it's the girl from Soul Cycle. And I say, what's Soul Cycle? I've never heard of it. And she says, is this not Jay? And I say, no, Jay died 20 years ago.
So that, my friends, is how to ask
someone
out.
That's how to ask someone out. Definitely use those tips and then report back with how many dates you got.
I don't know why we don't just have an advice column. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
You know what time it is?
What time is it, Robert?
It's time to play our game.
I really want there to be a theme song.
Me too.
Because this bit never lands.
What if we just add applause?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, ready? It's time to play our game.
Great. Oh, or we could put, like, crazy sound effects, like, beep, 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 or, like, you know.
That's it. Just that. Just yeah. Just cut you doing that and putting it in.
Yep, that's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. So it's time to play our game.
Pew, 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 pew. Okay. We've each done a little bit of prep for this game. We've constructed the ideal partner for each other.
I feel like you did more work to this than I did.
Ain't that always the damn way?
I just know your type, so I'm ready.
Twice as much to go, half as far. All right, Robert's ideal man. Robert's ideal man. One, your height or taller.
Mm-hmm.
Two, muscular, but not too muscular.
Okay.
Three, a bottom.
Okay.
Are you going to tell me if I'm right or wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Four, not too feminine.
Okay.
Five, not an actor.
I don't like actors.
Yeah.
That are
well,
like...
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Not defined by being an actor.
Yeah.
Six, loves movies and TV.
Okay. They don't have to, but yeah.
Seven, smart / able to talk about the issues.
Yes.
Nine. Can't remember what number we were on, but I think nine.
Sure.
Good cook, maybe.
Yep. Literally, yeah.
Okay, good. Because I wrote, good cook, maybe, or not.
Yep. I'd say that's my type. That's, yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good.
All right.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow. Okay, great. Ready for yours?
Yeah.
She is not clingy, but also not too independent.
Yeah.
Like, in the sense that, like, you go days without hearing from her.
Yeah, great.
But, like, she's also not like, what are you doing today?
Yeah, but she also won't care if I go off the grid for a little bit.
She'll care.
But she won't,
but she
be,
won't
like,
be abrasive yeah. about it. She'll be like, oh, like, I was worried about you. Or something like that. She reads.
Yes.
I imagine that she doesn't read books. That she reads on her Nook or on her Kindle.
You're absolutely right.
Like, she does, but she still will go to the Strand. She shops at Urban Outfitters, which I know is very bizarre. But just, like, think about the clothing that's yeah. there. Like, it's very, it's not eclectic, but it's, like, a, I hate to say this, but, like, classier eclectic. Like, it's something you can wear in public and not be like, oh, you're a hippie.
Okay.
But she's kind of, like, clean and disheveled at the same time.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, like me.
Loves cats.
That's not a requirement, but okay.
But, like, you're tight.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
She, okay. She's, like, a chapstick lesbian in that she's feminine, but she's, like, a little more butch mm-hmm. than you would think. Her hair is kind of, like, natural, and she's not, like, straightening it every morning. And, like, she'll wear makeup when she has to, like, when she's, like, on a job interview, but, like, she's also not trying to impress anybody. She's very upfront. Very, like, this is what I need from you.
That's great.
Jesus
what?
Christ.
That's what I like. I don't like guessing.
I know.
I'm not gonna know how you feel unless you tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like, she's very much, like, you're like, what do you want for dinner? And she's, like, Mexican.
Oh, God, that's ideal. She's my dream woman.
Me and you do not work.
I know.
Because you're like, what do you want for lunch? I'm like, I don't know. What do you want for lunch? What is there? And you're like, I don't know. They're here for restaurants. I'm like, meh. And 2 hours later, we're hungry.
Yeah.
But she's, like, very... She knows what she wants, but she's not a dick about it. She's not, like, Mexican and nothing else. It can be, like, Mexican. And then you're, like, I had that yesterday. And she's, like, Italian. Very just, like, easygoing. This is a big one. And I hesitated to say it first. She is able to be... Maybe not... Doesn't have to be real. But at least... Friends or friendly with your friends.
Oh, yep.
Like, she's not yeah. a scrub.
Yeah. God, I would hope not. I don't want no scrubs.
Yeah. Like, you can invite her to your Oscar party and she can hang with the best of them. She understands your limits. Now, let me explain.
What could that possibly mean?
She knows your triggers, like, emotionally.
Oh.
And knows when and when not to push them. Like, she knows when to bring up Still Alice. But she also knows when to not bring up Carrie Brownstein. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
She has one kinky thing about her. I don't know what it is.
That's really true. Yeah.
But she has one, like...
That's consistent. Like,
okay.
Okay. Have to bleep that. Okay.
like something like that. Where it's not out of... It's not like...
Well, to be
feed
fair...
Feed me your trash and spank me like a donkey. Like, it's like...
Didn't know that was your thing. Email us about your worst and best first dates. We are going to read your worst first dates.
I literally was like, what are we going to do with them?
We're just going to read them and have a nice time.
We'll do something fun with them.
Make a little montage. Thank you to Stephanie Hawkins for taking pictures of us.
Thank you to Sarah Kleist with allowing us to use her globe of voice for this podcast.
Okay. Thank you to Scott Holmes for the music. Maybe one day you'll hear this podcast.
Yeah, maybe one day he'll be listening to it and he'll just be like, oh, that's me.
Thank you to Tostitos for sponsoring this episode.
Honestly, except you've kind of ruined it because, like, it's a noisy bag and we keep having to wait to eat them. These are good, though. They're organic.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone either of us has ever dated or gone on a date with us.
I would just like to personally thank Jay Hunt for editing literally every episode of this podcast. With 4% of my help. Actually, that's a lie. 10% of my help. It's been great not having to do any work.
I would also like to thank myself.
The things that you do to edit this podcast are insane.
Oh my God.
You completely reworked episode 2. Episode 2 was... just know that there is about 20 minutes of content that you are no longer listening to because Jay just completely re-spliced, re-recorded that
episode. Episode 2 together. Is truly patchwork.
And it happened 2 days before it came out.
Yeah.
When that episode had been set 4 weeks.
Tweet at me and tell me your favorite thing I've ever edited about this podcast.
Don't do that. She doesn't need it.
I do need it. I need all the ego boosting I can get. Thank you to my cat for making this episode a wild ride for us.
Thank you to Jay's cat for... I have nothing to thank your cat for.
Thank you to Sia for...
ruining my life.
For creating, like, 10 minutes of cut content of just her making noises and sniffing the microphone.
She decides to sit right behind the mic and just make noise.
Yeah, she's sitting right behind the microphone. Well, now she's asleep behind the microphone.
She's awful.
She's great.
I hate all cats.
Thank you to my cat. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at One More Thing with an A because I was taken.
Make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes so when you wake up on Monday mornings and we've posted the episode, you automatically have to get it. Not even have to think about it. And then you just hit play and then you just listen to us.
Make sure to subscribe to our newsletter, tinyletter.com/onemorething.
You get a lot of really great bonus content through that.
Email us, onemorethingpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh no, it's coming back. I don't
She's
like this.
She's back. And you can like us on Facebook at One More Thing Podcast.
She gone.
Be sure to head on out to the rodeo today to see me catching steers, and thanks for listening to our podcast. We love all of your feedback.
You can always tell when we've recorded an episode last in like a string of recording because it's just like a mess.
Anyway, that's all for this week. See you next week. I don't know.
You does?
Yeah.
Have a nice life. Goodbye. That was beautiful. You did such a good job of expressing yourself.
1 more thing.
One more thing!
Oh my god!
It took me 7 weeks, but I found your clover too.